Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. The topic of today is love bombing. Some of you may be familiar with the term used within the context of romantic relationships, but what about when a narcissistic mother uses love bombing? What does it look like? This topic was inspired by an email I received last week that I'm going to read you in a moment. Once again, I want to thank you all for your questions and requests. And if I haven't done an episode on your request yet, please be patient and know that I haven't forgotten about you. All episodes are based on my experience within this work and in my life and on loads of research that I've done and still always do. So some episodes take more time than others to prepare. Also, I want to take this chance actually to remind everyone that listening that although I've been approached by companies promoting the use of AI to do my episodes, I don't use any of that when writing episodes, just the good old style pen and paper. So thank you again for your understanding and for your patience, and I will get to your requests soon. So now here is the email I received. Hello. I found your podcast a few months ago and have been listening to it almost daily. I have come to the realization that my mother is a vulnerable narcissist, and your thoughtful teachings have helped me understand how this has impacted my life and my relationship with myself. Your authenticity and knowledge on this subject is truly a gift, and I'm so grateful to have found your community. I have not gone no contact, but have been in a very low contact mode with my mother for the last 3 months. My mother has a long history of lying to me, and I've always forgiven it, but after being lied to most recently, I decided that I need some space, so I've been responding minimally. This has, of course, led to multiple attempts to contact me through manipulations of various kinds in order to guilt me into communicating. It has even gone so far as she has announced to me that she and my stepfather are coming to visit. We live in different countries. I am new to understanding that I am dealing with a narcissistic mom and did not have the skills or courage to tell her that she could not visit. I did say that we could not host, so at least they are staying in an hotel. This is very helpful in that when she's in my home, she demands my attention more than my own children. Lately, she has slowed down her communication attempts, but recently sent a handwritten letter to me 2 weeks before their visit. The letter is an attempt to love bomb me. The letter is voicing and apologizing for things from my childhood as an only child that she feels badly about, things that she has never talked to me about before, and she's inviting me to tell her all the things I'm upset about from my childhood, and then she will just listen. This letter has sent me on such an emotional roller coaster. I just had to keep reassuring myself that I didn't have to act just because this letter was sent to me. It has been very painful to receive this. So my question is this, how do I handle the love bombing manipulation techniques leading up to a visit? I loved your episode about boundaries for when you visit your mother and family in your old home, and I plan to implement some of those techniques. To take it further, how does one handle an in-person visit with a vulnerable narcissist who tries to make you feel guilty for any boundaries you try to impose? Thank you for taking the time to read this. I appreciate your willingness to do this important work in the world. And of course, please feel free to use this email in any way or for your show if it would help someone else. And that's that. So thank you so much for this email. And as there are two questions that are quite important, the one about love bombing and the one about how to handle a visit with a vulnerable narcissist coming to your home, I'm going to answer the second question in a different episode as I feel that's necessary, like they're two big topics. So for today, I'll focus on love bombing and we'll address that. So what is love bombing? Love bombing is a manipulation tactic aiming at influencing another by intense and sudden demonstration of attention and affection. And how does it work? So love bombing generally works in three main phases. There's the first phase, which is the actual love bombing part, when the narcissist uses excessive flattery, intense attention and affection to make you feel seen, loved and validated. This is aimed at breaking through your guard and get you vulnerable, get you to trust them. Then the second phase is the phase of devaluing and disregarding. Once the narcissist has filled their tank of needs, they use whatever ammunition they've collected in the first phase to put you down and control you. Or they simply go back to the pattern of rejection and of neglect, so they can just abandon you. So first, they lure you in with a lot of, you know, flattery and make you feel seen, make you feel like you mean a lot to them, and you open up and you start sharing from your heart because you feel trust, you feel connection, you feel seen, you feel this person can really see you and understand you. And then they hit you, either completely disregarding or devaluing everything that you've shared with them and you as a person, or just completely leaving you, like walking away and abandoning you. And the third phase is what's called hovering, which is really, it's literally what, they are doing anything to get you back in. So this is when, after the devaluing and disregarding, you might actually put some distance and boundaries because, I mean, you've been hurt and you felt that that's what happened. Or you might actually still be in bits, suffering from the fact that they simply left you again. And at this point, the narcissist will try all the manipulation techniques to suck you back into the toxic interaction. That's why it's called hovering. They just come back and try to suck you back in. So this is just in general, okay? We're not talking about particularly with mothers. This is just like how love bombing works in general. And it is a tactic that narcissists would use quite often. So as I mentioned, the love bombing manipulation strategy is often spoken about in great depth within the context of narcissistic romantic relationships. And you can find tons of stuff on that online. But you can't really find much at all about what happens when a narcissistic mother does that. So what happens when a narcissistic mother love bombs? What does it look like? And the main question is, how can you tell the difference between love bombing and genuine mother love? Because that's the tricky part. Like, even when we go to the case of this email, I mean, isn't it wonderful that this mother wants to, you know, sends a handwritten letter, takes the time to do that, and wants to speak to her daughter about things that she feels she's done in the past that weren't really on, and she wants to listen to her daughter. And so, is this genuine or is this a manipulation technique? And now we can't actually know, having so very little details, of course, but what I can speak to is how you can tell the difference. So then in your own personal experience, you're going to be able to know if it was genuine or not. So one thing to understand about love bombing is that there's no one way to love bomb someone. There's no one way to do it. It looks different. The narcissist will tailor the love bombing to you, to hit what matters the most to you. Okay, nothing is left to chance. It doesn't just happen. So when we bring this to a case of a narcissistic mother, she will know exactly how to hit all your most vulnerable buttons. She's had years to get to know them all. Like, that's different than a guy that just comes into your life and wants to date you for a while. This is your mother. Like, I mean, she's been with you since the very beginning. She knows exactly how to get to you. She knows exactly that a handwritten letter would work on you way more than just a text message or an email or whatever would work for you. She knows that. As we said, she's had years to get to know all of these details about you, and she's also had years to get you conditioned to respond to her tactics. So she will pour honey where she knows this will get to you. This can be, for example, a sudden offer of helping you, maybe with work or with your kids, when she knows you're like over busy and stressed out. Or she could offer you to clean your house all of a sudden, like completely out of the blue, if she knows you're particularly tired and stuff like that. She could give you sudden over-the-top appreciation and validation. Or she could send you gifts you haven't asked for. She could offer to finally listen to you, like that's the case of the email. So like, you know, you've never felt listened in your life by your mother, and all of a sudden she's like, you've set a boundary, you've done something, you've put some distance, and all of a sudden she's like, you know what, I'm gonna listen to you and I'm just gonna be here for you like never before. It's the all of a sudden, but enough about me. Tell me about you. How are you? I really want to know about you all of a sudden right now. So that's all of a sudden is quite key. It's sudden. It's like, it's completely out of character and it's happening suddenly. What is that about? That's where question marks. It's like a red flag. And it sure feels nice to get all this. I mean, I get that, especially from your mother, especially from a mother who has not been emotionally there for you ever. Okay, and suddenly she is saying she's going to be here. She's going to do whatever for me. And she sees me and she validates me. Like, whoa, that is confusing. My mother love bombing came in different forms. She could suddenly want to hear about me after months of talking only about her problems. And to the point that she could even get pushy about wanting to know everything that went on in my life, like with this pretending to truly care. And I fell for it like again and again and again and again. And then the second phase came every single time, like the devaluing and disregarding. Sometimes it came the next phone call, sometimes it came in the next 5 minutes, but it always came. Or the other technique she had were gifts. Like when we were kids and she was never around, and she would then arrive back with like incredible gifts, which that was like, there was nothing better for me as a child than to get these precious gifts from my mother because she was never around. So that just, you know, everything was forgiven. It was like, oh, she does care about us. Look at what she brought us. Or she did that after when I was in college. I didn't talk to her for 1 year because her abuse had gotten out of hand. What she did was just way too much. And so that just got us, like I decided I wasn't going to talk to her. And I did last 1 year. But at the end of that year, she sent me a gift that she knew I would absolutely love. And I just fell back in the loop. She sucked me back in. So, again, I get how it feels. And not only may feel very nice to get the validation and attention from your mother that you may have never received before, but it may also make you feel confused. And it may very well trigger guilt for the thoughts you had about your mother, or for the boundaries you set, making you feel like a bad person, forever doubting her best intentions and her love for you. I've been there many times and I get that. And that confusion, guilt, roller coaster of emotions you're feeling is exactly why a narcissistic mother love bombs. To get you there, to destabilize you enough that you give in and go back into the form of toxic interaction that gets her needs met. Because if you're there setting some boundaries, it means you're beginning to find some ground in yourself. You're beginning to get, you know, to get in contact with that good feeling. You're beginning to go, wait a minute, I don't need to suffer like this anymore. There's some stuff going down here that is not on. So I'm going to set some boundaries. And you're getting grounded. And so what does she do? She does something completely new. Like she love bombs you. So now you're destabilized and you're back into confusion. And this cycle can repeat over and over and over. This can be going on years. With this confusion and with this feeling that, oh, but you know, she was ups and downs. And when she was loving, that was actually real loving. And there's a question mark there. Was it? I know it's hurtful to realize that a lot of the times those loving faces were not actually real. But they were coming from this subconscious. Remember that the narcissistic manipulation is all like it happens in the subconscious of the narcissist. It's not like she's not there sitting at the table making a plan, but it still can be hurtful. But at the same time, it's really important to understand the mechanism, because that's what gets us the guilt. All the guilt comes from this. From feeling like those parts were actually really true, that this love that came was actually this love bombing, this validation, this whatever, in those moments when it came was actually really true, and so that the rest of the time we're just having bad thoughts about our mothers, but actually they really mean well, but actually they really love us, and that can create confusion. So love bombing works on the need of the receiver to be seen, to be loved, nourished, appreciated, and validated. And as daughters of narcissistic mothers, we have not received any of that from our mothers, and it is only natural to feel we've been left with an empty space inside that desperately wants to be filled, with a strong need and desire to receive such love and validation from our mothers. Like when my mother brought me a gift, like I just waited for that. It was like the ray of sunshine in my life. It was like, oh my God. I had gifts from other relatives, but what came from my mom, because she was never there, because she was neglecting us all the time. It was such a craving that was inside of me to receive something from her. So a narcissistic mother knows that deep down. She knows that we have this incredible need, this craving for her love, for her validation, to be seen by her. And she will weaponize that need. She wants something from you. And that's the part to remember. She wants something from you, and she will do whatever is necessary to fill her own tank, to get what she wants, regardless of the effect that it has on you. So that's why I'm saying those loving phases, those moments that actually felt, oh, okay, maybe there's something there. She wants something. It's not actually coming from an openness of heart. It comes from whatever she needs. She's not gonna get it if she doesn't give you a little bit of honey first. It's part of the narcissistic manipulation. So again, how can we tell the difference between love bombing and true motherly love? That's really important. Because the same things coming from someone else, like a gift coming from a mother that isn't a narcissistic mother, it's a beautiful thing. Like, to receive a beautiful letter, it's a beautiful thing. Like, and it can be easily confused. And that's why there can be this feeling of, am I the crazy one? Am I the only one that is seeing this for what it is? Like, everyone around me is telling me, oh, but your mother is so lovely, and she gets you gifts, and she does this, and she comes to your house and helps you, and, you know, she minds the kids for you. Aren't you so lucky? Ah, your mother is so nice. And you're the only one that actually knows what's the price to all of that, the price that you're paying, the suffering that you're experiencing, the pain, the manipulation, the demands, all of that. But from the outside, it seems so nice. So that can get very confusing. And it can even be very hard to share what you're going through, because you feel like you won't be understood. You feel like if you tell someone what your mother is doing, that everyone is going to think it's nice, and you're going to be the only one. And so that can be very confusing and can feel very, very lonely as a place to be. So let's go through how we can tell the difference between the manipulative love bombing and the actual motherly love, the true nourishing, beautiful motherly love. So love bombing is usually followed by a demand from the narcissistic mother. So that's one point. She can say things such as, I love you so much, why don't we meet up? When you maybe have said that you weren't going to meet up. So like she uses some loving sentence followed by the demand. Or, I have a gift for you, come visit. Again, the condition, the demand. I got you a gift, which is the love bombing, but you come visit me in order to get it, okay? Or she could say, you're such a good daughter. I need you to do this for me. So again, whatever is like, the first thing is buttering you up, and then the next thing is a demand, okay? That's one way you can tell that that's what it is. Number two, it can be mixed with passive-aggressive statements. So it can sound something like that. You're such a lovely wife to your husband. If only you were that nice to me. So a compliment, an acknowledgement followed by a dig. Okay, that's what a passive-aggressive statement sounds like. Or your house looks so clean and tidy. Clearly you stayed cleaning all day instead of answering my calls. Or, I'm so proud of your career. At least you have a good reason not to visit me. So again, can you feel the jab that comes after the acknowledgement? So that moment of acknowledgement, of compliment, that in that split second gets you open up, and then the jab comes in. Third point, love bombing is usually sudden and feels out of character. Like if your mother is always talking about herself and now suddenly she wants to hear about you. Or like your mother hasn't called you for months and then all of a sudden now she's calling you. Like I've had that. I was the one that forever, I actually can count them on a hand. The times that my mother actually rang me is usually, it was always me ringing her, always me looking for her. So when she did look for me, when she did ring me, that was like, wow, like, again, my heart opened. And then whatever job or whatever dig that followed or whatever demand, whatever need she had. Fourth point, love bombing can be followed by pointed personal questions. So it can be a technique used to pry in your personal life. Like, you're such an amazing wife to your husband. How are you dealing with him being away so much? So again, some acknowledgement followed by a prying question. Remember that that's phase one. And in phase one, in the love bombing, they collect ammunition to use later. So in that moment, you think, oh, she's given me an acknowledgement. And now she's asking. So clearly, this is coming from real concern. And you open up and you actually tell her that, well, him being away so much, actually, it's really challenging and that you're feeling this and that and blah, blah, blah. That is going to come back to you in another conversation or in another moment when you are down and vulnerable and she is going to use that to get whatever she needs from you. So remember that when they love bomb, they collect ammunition, and what you say is going to be used against you is like a court case. Number five, if love bombing comes after you set a boundary, she's clearly trying to suck you back in. Take it as a good sign. That's actually a really good sign. As in, it means your boundary is strong and the message is getting across. Because that's why she's using this technique, this tactic. You know, she's probably exhausted all the possibility of guilt tripping she could do. Maybe she's even given out to you for not returning her messages or whatever, or for not going to visit her. So she's done the whole, okay, I'm going to cry and make you try and make you feel guilt. I'm going to insult you straight on. I'm going to tell you you're a bad daughter. I'm going to get angry. I'm going to do all of this. I'm going to maybe talk to relatives and send you flying monkeys. I'm going to do all of these things and nothing's working. Your boundary is strong. And then we'll try with the love bombing. And we try flattery and we try to be meeting your needs all of a sudden. So that's a good sign. It means your boundary is strong. You just need to keep holding strong. Love bombing can come in the form of a sudden gift, a gift you didn't need but that she knows you will like. And this can be also interesting when you have that type of narcissistic mother that always gets you a gift that she likes, but that she knows you won't actually really like. And they use that again as a form of diminishing you, putting you down or whatever. We've mentioned that in other episodes. But in this case, she will get you something that she knows you really, really will like, to show you how much she knows you, how much she understands you, and how much she thinks about you. And this is, again, usually followed by a demand or some guilt tripping. You can tell it's love bombing from the outside, when from the outside it feels like a lovely sign of affection, but inside it feels off to you. So this is really important, is beginning to start again reconnecting and trusting that good feeling, okay, the one that we've mentioned in several episodes, when we feel, when we've been traumatized in childhood, what we haven't had the emotional support that we needed and the nourishing love from our mothers that we needed and deserved, but that hasn't been there, that there is a separation, there is a disconnection from that good feeling. Okay, that's the result of trauma. So it might feel off to you, it might feel like, oh, this just doesn't feel right, but because we don't really tend to trust that good feeling, we go with whatever, love bombing is coming. And then again, we go into all the phases. So when, even if it looks like great from the outside, what's inside of you, it's just like, no, this just doesn't feel right. There's something off about it. It's sugar-coated, but it still smells like shit. So that's really important. Point. I'm gonna talk about this further. I'm gonna work possibly on a different episode where we talk exactly about that, because this can be tricky, as sometimes we find ourselves thinking we're trusting our good feeling, but we're actually following a trauma response, and other times we do the opposite. So it can be a little bit tricky. But as you tune into yourself, as you do more work on yourself, you're going to get more and more, like you're going to get better and better at trusting your gut feeling. And you're going to know, okay, this looks like amazing from the outside, but it really feels off inside of me. My body's just going, no, this is a no for me. And so you'll know. But at the beginning, when there's this thing that it feels so, it looks so good from the outside and feels off, as we mentioned, this can leave you feeling lonely. As for everyone else looking on, it may seem you're being ungrateful and you're being a bad daughter. So this was actually a concern of the sender of the email in a following up conversation that we had, that I would have told her that maybe her mother was not a narcissist, and that the fact that she sent her a letter was so lovely. And to someone who has not experienced maternal narcissism, this may very well be what they would think. And the narcissistic mother will always be very careful as to make her real motives not obvious from the outside. So she will do this in a way, she will do the love bombing in a way that seems really, really nice from everyone looking on. So that's, again, it's the point that I'm making here is, when it looks great from the outside, but it feels off inside of you, learning to trust that good feeling, it's an important step. And it does require a little bit of practice, but it is an important step. If it feels off to you, that means it is off. There's a reason why it feels off. So that's another way you can tell, okay, that's not actually real nourishing motherly love. There's something here. The next point, the narcissistic mother doesn't love bomb for nothing. Okay, she has a need to meet, and she will not take no for an answer. So that's another thing. So you have the love bombing, that's followed by some questions, some demand, some request, and then you go, Well, actually, thank you for the love, but no, I'm not able to do that. And then she goes mad because they don't take no for an answer. She's done that. I mean, I've done all of this nice stuff for you, and you're telling me no. And here we go again with the guilt tripping or whatever, or the insults and so on and so forth. So that's one way to test it. If that love that is coming in actually has some kind of a request with it, and then you're saying no and you're sticking to your boundary, if they react badly, then you know that love was not actually genuine. It was just manipulating you into get back in. Point number nine, that's very important. If your mother is a narcissist, if she's very self-absorbed in her own emotionality, if she feels entitled to get what she needs from you just because she's your mother, chances are you have never truly experienced real motherly love from her because she's not capable to give you that. So chances are her expressions of love come with a condition and with something she wants from you in some way or another. And again, as I said at the beginning, I know this is hard to hear. I know it can trigger so much grief, sadness, also feeling of being unlovable, being undeserving of love, because I'm not, come on, my mother never loved me. That means I'm unlovable. It must mean that. I want you to know that none of it is your fault, actually. It is her story. And none of it is like that because you are being bad or unlovable. That's just the way she is because of her own story. You are an amazing, wonderful woman who deserves love and appreciation. It is your mother who, for her own reasons and life experiences, is incapable to give you that. So that's really important. So if your mother has been a narcissist or has had very strong narcissistic tendencies for your entire childhood and life so far, and you've realized that, and then all of a sudden she's like all butter and honey, that's a big red flag. Unless, like again, there's always a disclaimer. She could have seen what she has been doing. All of a sudden, like that can actually happen. It can happen. She might have done some work for herself. Maybe she's gone to therapy. Maybe she's met some people that have actually made her seen what she's been doing. Maybe some life event has happened. Maybe the fact that you've just set such incredibly strong boundaries actually put her to a stop. Remember, there's different levels of narcissism, and there's some that, like, they're really never going to shift, to be very honest and realistic about it. And others that, like, they're just tendencies. And so, you know, there is a chance that with a bit of work and with a little bit of awareness, actually things could shift. So that can happen. But again, if your mother has been intensely narcissistic, chances are that demonstration of sudden affection, appreciation, and validation, it's not genuine. It's a love bombing manipulation technique for whatever her reasons and whatever her needs. So that's one thing. And if, even if she has seen the light and she has reached clarity and she actually realized what she's been doing, it's really important that you take care of your heart anyways, as in that doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean you have to run to the rescue, doesn't mean you all of a sudden have to forgive everything. It depends on how you're feeling. And if this is still stirring and triggering a heap of emotions that are really difficult to deal with right now, that you need support with, and you're gonna need to take time to work through and process all that, then that's just the consequences of our actions. Things don't just get erased in one sentence or with one handwritten letter or in offering to listen to you once. So you're not a bad person, even if she was genuine, to actually need anyways time and space to process, to still need your boundaries in place, to still need to do whatever it is that you need to do to protect your heart. And I want you to know that because that's important. The fact that she all of a sudden has realized that she hasn't been the mother that she was supposed to be, to you, doesn't give her any rights to actually barge into your life and destabilize everything just because she's now realized it. Because again, that does smell of self-absorbed as well. Because if she truly realized what she had done, she would be then incredibly sensitive to the fact that she needs your space. If she really, truly realized all of that. So again, always feel into it situation by situation. Feel into your own personal situation. It's really hard here to be very specific and say, well, all of those signs of love are definitely love bombing, without knowing you, without knowing the situation specifically, without having a lot of details. And from the outside, it's generally hard anyways. You are going to be the only one that can really tell by feeling into it, by considering all the things. In general, when all of a sudden you get these signs of love and appreciation and validation from your mother, and you know that she's had narcissistic behaviors all your life, check in with, is there a demand following it? Is there a prying question? Is she trying to get something out of me? What's the is there a condition to that? It's passive aggressive. What is that? And how does it feel inside of you? Like, when you've answered all of that, then you can have an idea as to, okay, this is actually love bombing and is not genuine. So now that we've spoken to this, how to tell the difference, how do we deal with all that? So we've got to the point that we've answered those questions and we're like, no, yeah, this is completely love bombing. She's trying to manipulate me and it hurts and it sucks and it feels horrible and it leaves me confused and it leaves me feeling lonely. It's an absolute mess. So you've got to that conclusion. You know that's what it is. How do you deal with that? I want to bring it back to the three shields. And if you haven't listened to the ABC of maternal narcissistic manipulation episode, do that. There's a lot of really key points in that episode. But the three shields to protect yourself against the maternal narcissism are awareness, acceptance, and authenticity. So the first step is, as always, to become aware. Become aware of the love bombing pattern within your mother's and yourself relationship. So in your personal experience, how does it manifest with your own mother? How does she do it? Has she done it before? How does this work? Can you recognize a pattern there? So know it for what it is. Learn to recognize it. Learn to catch it. And before it triggers, you know, that the better you get at that, the better you get at becoming aware and catching it, then you can catch it before it triggers. Because I know now, if my mother all of a sudden tried, well, I know we're no contact, but if all of a sudden she tries to ring me, or my grandmother, who's very narcissistic as well, if all of a sudden she sends me a gift I haven't asked for, I know there's something coming. It's like, I know it. I'm aware of it. Before, that would have sent me down like a rabbit hole of guilt and like feeling horrible about how I behave, how I am and whatever. And it was not pretty. It was really, really, really challenging and very hurtful. But like, the more awareness now I know, it's like, oh, okay, that's what she's doing, right? I can even have a bit of humor about it at this point and go, okay, let's see what she does next. Or just, you know, keep with my boundaries and go, yeah, whatever, thank you for the gift, but yeah, whatever you're asking me, still a no. The more awareness you bring to it, the more you're going to be able to detach from the entire workings of it. So that's the first point. Second point is acceptance. So accept that although it may seem nice and lovely in the moment, it is a manipulation strategy to get your guard down and suck you back in. Say thank you, but no. Say thank you, but keep your boundaries. Or don't even say thank you and just go on with your life. Like, just ignore it. It's nothing. It means nothing. It's only a way to get to you. So once you accept that, once you know that, so you brought awareness to how that works and how it shows up with your mother and within your relationship. Now you know it. Is it always gifts? Is it always letters? Is it always Or does it come up always after you set her boundaries? Or does it come up at certain times of the year where she has an excuse to feel more vulnerable? Maybe during holidays, or maybe during a time when someone else had passed away before, whatever. Like, what are the workings of it? Become aware of that and then accept that, okay, that's the mechanism. That's what she's doing. So if she comes to you like, here is a gift, but I will have, for example, I will have to visit to give it to you. Maybe you've set a boundary and you said, no, at this time, I don't want you to visit me. We're doing whatever, so you're not to visit. And so she goes, she seems to have accepted that boundaries of not visiting, but then she's ringing you going, oh, I have a gift, but I will have to visit to give it to you. I mean, how am I going to give you this gift if I can't visit you? So you know that that's what that is. You've seen that that's her pattern. So the answer is thank you. But if the only way to get the gift from you is for you to visit, then no, thank you. It just stick with your boundaries. And I know it's can be very, very, very challenging in the moment, but like fake it till you make it. Stick with your boundaries and then deal with whatever you're feeling inside somewhere else, but stick with your boundaries. So point number three, when we're going with the three shields, we're talking about authenticity. So what does that mean? That means get to know yourself and get to know what triggers you. Okay, that's important. If you know that gifts actually have an incredible power over you, like with me, like my mother has never been with me, so gift really worked, and that got me through. Got me back in, sucked in back in the loop before. I know that. I now know, okay, that works on me. That has worked on me before. There is a part of me that craves that, so that can work on me. Once you know that, this will take the control away from your narcissistic mother. If guilt is what works on you, you can work on it within yourself. The thing is, your mother will always try to make you feel guilty if she knows that that's a button that works on you. She subconsciously knows it works on you, so she will keep on using it. It triggers the conditioning you've received since you were a small child, and she knows that. So telling her, for example, to stop making you feel guilty won't work. She will not stop. Telling her to stop getting you gifts, it won't work. But you can work on it within yourself. You can work on that trigger. You can unload the ammunition. You can unload the trigger that from the inside. Remember, something is triggered is because you have the gunpowder inside of yourself. So if you unload that gunpowder, then she can try and do whatever, but that's not going to trigger you anymore. So her tactics will stop working then. Any trigger and pattern can be felt and shifted within you with the right support. Get to know your heart, feel the need and desire for love and validation that is there. It's important to know what's there. It's important to know that you need, that you have a need and a desire for love and validation, that the lack of that from your mother has been a gaping hole somewhere in your body. That's okay. Once you start getting to know that, you can acknowledge the needs of your inner child, because that's the inner child. That small you, the 2, 3, 4, 5 year old you, or that wanted validation, wanted to be seen and wasn't. Okay, so acknowledge those needs. And then from there, learn to mother yourself. That's so key. That's so important. Which means filling up your needs from within. So that hole, that empty space that's left from the lack of receiving from our mothers, what with that nourishment, love, validation, appreciation, whatever word you want to give it, that empty space, we can actually fill that up from the inside. We don't need it filled up from the outside. We don't need a mother figure to do that. We can do that from the inside, but it's something, this is a very high form of nourishment for your heart, and you can learn to do that. It's something that we need to learn. You're not going to just be able to do it. Although we are wired for that. I mean, we are wired to be able to do it, so that's good news, but it's just we haven't been modeled. So we need to relearn how to do that for ourselves. It takes some time, but it's absolutely amazing when you start being able to do that, the freedom that you achieve, and how how much easier it is to then deal with whatever your mother does, you know, after that, after those triggers are unloaded and you learn to mother yourself, and then she goes on with her manipulations and things, and you can just look at her and go, oh yeah, well, that's what she does. On with my life. And then the fourth thing, as we have the three shields, and then we have a pillar on which these shields rest on, and that's the support. Okay, getting support is the pillar. Find a safe space where you can share, where you can unpack what's going on within you, where you can feel seen and witnessed by people who can understand what you're going through and won't judge. A lot of healing happens here by doing that. And I've seen it, and I keep seeing it, and it's amazing. So overall, healthy mother energy has empathy, doesn't have demands, it is unconditional, it's in tune with you and with your real needs, doesn't weaponize your vulnerabilities, it's consistent, it feels calming, safe, and nourishing, it feels truly supportive and loving. And you so deserve all of this in your life. You so deserve to open pathways within you to give yourself that and to receive that from yourself and from your loved ones, from the people around you that truly feel you and see you, the one that truly love you. And the love bombing doesn't feel like any of that. Okay, so anything that feels different than what I've just said, that is manipulation of some kind and of some sort. It's not genuine. And I know that we really want it to be genuine. Oh my, how much I wished my mother loved me like I needed. But the acceptance that's not going to happen actually was liberating. Hurtful at times. There was a lot of grief. There will be grief with this. When you start realizing this, there'll be tears and grief. And it's important to feel it. It's important to acknowledge it and to process it and shift it and, you know, move through the emotions. And again, support is really important to go through those phases. But it's liberating too. When you get to that point where you're like, okay, you see it for what it is. And the main thing is stick with your boundaries. Stick with your boundaries. Stick with your boundaries. I can't say that enough. And do your inner work. There's no ways to deal with your mother, okay? So the question at the beginning was, so how do we deal with love bombing prior a visit or something like that? There is no way to deal with her. You can't deal with someone else. The only thing you can work with is yourself. So you do your inner work constantly, all the time. Work on yourself. Work on what understanding your triggers, work on getting to know yourself, work on acceptance, work within you, work to understand your trauma responses. How does my system react to such and such? That is how you deal with it. Because the more you do that, the less these things are going to impact you and influence you. And they're not going to feel as strong. They're not going to send you on such a roller coaster of emotion every single time. You can't deal with her. The only thing you can do is set boundaries that protect you. So, you know, set boundaries around yourself. If she says she's coming to visit, then I'm going to tell her to go to an hotel. Or if she says she's coming to visit, then I'm going to tell her, no, I'm busy, you can't come visit. If she says she wants me to go visit, I'm going to say blah, blah, blah. Or if she keeps insisting, I'm going to go no contact. Whatever that boundary is for you, like, it's, again, it's personal and it's different for each one of us. And if we were working one-on-one, that's what we would be working on. Working on you getting to know yourself more and more and ground in your own self and releasing those patterns of trauma responses and protective strategies, while at the same time working on, okay, what boundaries can you set to protect yourself in the meantime that you're doing this work? so that you can actually feel supported and you can also feel happy, because ultimately that's what we're looking for, to just feel happy and not have this constant roller coaster of emotions, as the email says, because that's really what it feels like. It's ups and downs and confusions and guilt and anxiety and whatnot. So to feel less of that and feel more of the calm and happy and just serene sort of feelings that are available, that are going to be there. So again, I want to thank you for the email. Thank you for the request. I hope this answers your question. And again, you can share more with me, share with me via email. The email is in the description of the episode. If there's more questions on this, if anyone else has more questions, or you want to share your experience with me about this or about any other topic, you're welcome to do that. And also, I want to remind everyone that the intake for the one-on-one 10 weeks in the Inner Transformation Healing Mother Wounds program is still open. There's still spaces available, so you can check the link in the description of the episode to know more about that, or you can contact me direct on that. So with that, I'm going to send you lots of love, and bye for now.